The White House announcement this week that the United States will begin the process of normalizing relations with Cuba brought positive responses from the agriculture industry. USDA Foreign Agriculture Service Administrator Phil Karsting says the most important aspect of the initiative is allowing U.S. and Cuban banks to have direct relationships, as opposed to the current policy requiring trade deals to be paid with cash in advance through a third-party bank.
It's very expensive to do financial transactions there. Even though we could export agricultural goods, the financing process was a little complicated. What this does is opens the door to make that a much more efficient system. Some outside experts have said that this could improve our efficiency by 10 to 25% for American agricultural products, and that is a real meaningful change for rice, for poultry, for lumber, for all kinds of things.
Agriculture has been an exception to the Cuban embargo since 2001, and Karsting says this may be an opportunity for the United States to increase market share again.
Cuban agricultural imports have doubled over the past decade, but America's share of that has dwindled considerably. The European Union shipped more than $440 million worth of agricultural goods to Cuba in 2014.
American Farm Bureau Federation trade specialist Dave Salmonson says making trade relations with Cuba more normal by allowing direct banking should make exporters take another look at the Cuban market.
And for Cuba, I think then their consumers will have access to the largest food exporter in the world, even a broader basis than we have now, that sits just a small ways from their coast. The transportation advantages alone should be huge in bulk commodities like food and grains such as corn, rice, soybeans, and such. Certainly if the Cuban economy improves over time, if they're better, if they have more disposable income, and if we had more normalized trade in food and agricultural products, then you could see a wide range of products improve.
Salmonson says currently the U.S. value of exports into Cuba is about $350 million.
And we've shipped a lot of frozen chicken. That's about almost half of what we sell, about $145 million worth. Corn, soybeans, soybean meal, some pork products, some canned food products go to Cuba. So, and again, it's come up to around $350 million a year. We hit a high point in 08 of over $700 million a year to them. A bit of an unusual circumstance that year because they'd had some hurricanes. Some food prices were higher, if you remember what was going on in 08. So we had a bit of a spike.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.